Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Judy Wood is with us. Welcome to Dr. Judy Wood. Do we have Dr. Judy Wood?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just great. And Dr. Wood, if it sounds like I'm on the telephone today rather than through high-speed digital, it's because I am on the telephone. There seems to be an internet outage in our area, and it's sporadic internet coverage for about at least 100 miles surrounding where we are in Missouri. So that's the reports that I'm getting. So we're going to do this by the telephone today. And I'm delighted that you're with us, and I'm delighted that you're coming to the Get Prepared Expo in March. So why don't we start with where we left off on your book? We've been going page by page. Where did the towers go? Where did the towers go? Evidence of directed free energy technology on 9/11. We're on page 178, and I'm looking at the pictures, and it is absolutely there are nine images right there, and it's absolutely clear that this is not a normal collapse or demolition of a building because the building is turning to dust. Is that what I'm seeing?
Oh, yeah, and the top three images, if you look, you can see, like in the third image over, there's a chunk of something falling down right in front of the corner of the building.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the northwest corner of Tower 1. And as that goes down further, pretty soon you don't see a solid chunk of anything anymore.
Right, disappears.
And you're not going to convince me the dust overtook the solid chunk.
That what took over what?
You're not going to convince me that the dust overtook the solid chunk.
Right. Absolutely right.
And so if you don't see the solid chunk anymore, you just see this dust coming off it, you know, first of all, is that like a dirty windowsill? Or, you know, there's a lot of dust coming off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is indeed turning to dust. And you start looking at each of the pieces, and you realize, you know, the pieces are sort of effervescing, like an Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to insert one thing here, ask you a question. You know how you cover up irrefutable evidence?
How?
You call it a theory. And then you cover it with piles of, a haystack full of trash, and pretty soon nobody can find anymore.
Well,
so
you know,
if you have clear evidence, you have clear evidence. You don't need theories.
It's interesting that you say that because, Dr. Wood, many of us right here on this broadcast are painted with the conspiracy theory brush. So when we question something and we actually have evidence, we're painted as conspiracy theorists. And actually, they're conspiracy facts.
With regard to this, to my book, I don't talk about who did what to whom and who planned what with whom. So it's not even a conspiracy. I'm just looking at the evidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that term is indeed used for covering stuff up. But also, you can't solve anything with a theory. You need evidence to solve things. So even, conspiracy theory, don't embrace it too strongly.
Mm-hmm.
it might show you where to look for the evidence, but you have to have evidence, or all you have is just, you know, imagined stories. You can have conspiracy facts. That's true.
I'm looking at page 179, and it shows the base of the tower. And,
right. And what it's showing is the intersection, that series of nine frames that we saw in the previous page with the stuff falling down.
Yes.
That's the intersection where the stuff was falling.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see
are people walking around, and it's almost like a beach where it's quite level. It appears to be, you know, dust all over the street, covering everything, and people are walking around in it. But it looks like, even from the height of this picture, that no one is running anywhere. They're just kind of standing around looking. Wow.
Yeah, gawking, because
right.
they're trying to take in this sight that they had never seen before. It looks like they've just come out of their hiding places. This is right after Tower 1 went away. And, you know, you can see some of the lower image, you know, hands at the sides, hands on the hips, arms folded. You know, people usually don't walk around with their arms folded. And the guy, looks like the guy just stand there, just everybody just stand there staring, like, where's the building? Where'd it go?
And you certainly, I have never seen people try to run at a high rate of speed with their arms folded. It just doesn't work. They are absolutely stunned at what they're seeing. That's the impression that I'm getting by looking at the photo.
Yeah, we can't see their face, but we wouldn't be surprised if their jaw was hanging open.
Correct. Correct.
And you think about where they are. They're the intersection of VC and West, right in front of WTC-6. And right next to WTC-6 should be WTC-1, and you see, you know, sky up there. And you don't see wheat checks in front of you. You see a couple of pieces of aluminum cladding, but that's it. Yeah, you know, the wheat checks could be further down some, but you know, you're in front of the building right next to where Tower 1 was.
And if you look at the picture below that, it's a larger picture. It's WTC-6 and Verizon, and there is there's a man with it looks like a fire suit or fire jacket, and it says Branford.
Or EMT, yeah.
Yeah, EMT,
I call it,
yeah.
Mr. Branford. I guess,
yeah,
it's the Branford group. And he's got a backboard there, and you know, those guys soon discover there's nobody to rescue much.
Mm-hmm. And in front of him, there's a man with a backpack, and it looks like he's got a short-sleeve white shirt on, and he's got khaki-colored pants on, light-colored pants. There's paper all over, unburned paper or trash all over, and that's on top of the dust. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, or dust on the paper. The paper's, you know, stands bigger, but why just paper and dust? Nothing in between.
Right. There are no toilets, meaning, you know, the toilets didn't fall down and end up
or
on the street.
Or part of a sink or part of a file cabinet or, you know,
no,
dust chair.
It appears that there, in this picture as I'm looking at it, there's only a couple things. One is dust, and the other is paper. That's pretty much all
I see. You look up at the traffic lights, and you see paper kind of wrapped around the pole that holds the traffic light out there.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Okay.
That's about it. And the next image is looking through that same intersection westward, you know, diagonally. You see the Mr. Branford there. That's what I call him.
He's, yep.
On the DMT there, he's got his backboard, and it's just a sea of unburned paper. You see some fumes in the distance from the toasted car park, but you just have a sea of paper, unburned paper in between.
And this paper looks like it's deeper than a person's shoes. So maybe
mid calf.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of paper. And the question that many of us would have is, if this building were on fire, how is it possible that paper escaped?
Right up next to the building. It's not just, you know, here and there. It's just all over the place. And picture 170B is a picture from a helicopter. And you see, you know, sunlight coming through, which probably hadn't come through there since they built the towers. And it's just unburned paper. And then there's the toasted cars, but nothing burning in between.
Now, do you think it was, as you look at the previous image, image D on page 180, you see the, you know, the fumes from the car park fires. Wouldn't you say it would be dangerous for helicopters to fly around in that environment? So, I mean, they could crash into each other, couldn't they, because of the inability to see?
Right, but the air is already cleared, as you can tell from the sunlight on the ground.
Yes, at that point. But what about before that? Because there are pictures from the air.
Yeah, they're far enough back that they can still see. And there weren't. Everyone was supposed to be grounded. That was another strange event, that everything except for, quote, top secret military missions were supposed to be on the ground, including regular military aircraft. Now, there were a couple of news choppers up there, and I don't know how that came out, because the order was that everything's supposed to be grounded until it was 2 minutes, literally 120 seconds after the second tower turned to dust. Then military aircraft could take off again. So nobody was supposed to really be in the air while this was going on. But then right afterwards, the air is, of course, clear, you can kind of see. But I don't think too many news choppers wanted to get very close. There was a police helicopter that was flying around taking those aerial images, like the cover image of my book.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see sunlight, so you can see that the visibility. But one thing is, it should be noted, is flying a chopper, you're very susceptible to high winds or gusts or strange airflow. And so the fact that these guys didn't crash means that there wasn't, you know, any weird downdrafts or updrafts or turbulence or what do you call it? You know, when a plane flies by, they leave this turbulence behind them.
Are you saying that we would expect that with a with an event like this, that there would be winds, because the images don't show much wind.
No, the wind is about 7 miles an hour, plus or minus one or so for 2 miles an hour. Light breeze.
When we come back, we're talking with Dr. Judy Wood. Where did the towers go? Our website, wheredidthetowersgo.com. I've got the book in front of me. It's about 500 pages. It's an encyclopedia of the World Trade Center towers and the event of 9/11.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last, we're talking with Dr. Judy Wood, and we're going page by page through her book, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. And, you know, I was looking at the cover of the book during the break, and I was thinking, for those of you who have friends come over, and you've got like a coffee table in your family room, your living room, or the room where you relax and meet with friends, if you had this book closed, cover facing up, on your coffee table, I'm pretty certain that just about everyone who saw it for the first time would say, oh yeah, 9/11, and they would have an opinion about 9/11 and what happened, and they'd talk about how the towers burned or how the towers were blown up. And then if they looked through this book, they would say, wow, wait a minute, something's not right here. It doesn't look like they were quite blown up. And if they actually spent time going through these pictures, these images, as we are, they might come to a different conclusion very, very quickly. Wouldn't you say that's true, Dr. Wood?
Oh, yes. And then just looking back at that, after you've gone through the book, you look back at the front cover image, you say, whoa, it's right there in front of me. Why didn't I see it before?
That's exactly right. Why didn't I see it before? And that's why, class, that's exactly why we're going through this book page by page, discussing each image, discussing the people involved. And, you know, if you think about it, we've probably done about 13 one-hour broadcasts, and we're all the way up to page 182.
We're 181.
And we are literally going through this in detail, and we are not even halfway through the book. So we're at page 181. Dr. Wood, what can you tell us about the image of the the map, if you will, of where the buildings are. World Trade Center 1, 2.
We start out looking at the image from angle C, and then D, and then B. You know, looking, you know, around that intersection of West and BC. Last time, we looked at angles E, F, G, and H.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to look over at M and N and L, K, and O in that area. So we're checking around the whole site to see if we can find the building and mm-hmm. the toilets and the file cabinet. So on 182, that's, I think that's M angle, and we're looking directly west through the complex at ground level. There's mm-hmm. that globe that was on the plaza in the middle of that fountain. And there's some plaza right there. Where's the debris? Where's the building?
Well, that's what I'm seeing absent here. There's a person standing there in no hurry with goggles.
He's gawking at something like, what the heck is that?
That's correct. And I don't see a heavy coat for protection. I don't see much evidence of wind. There's an American flag just kind of draped there, hanging down. It mm-hmm. looks like zero wind, is, you know, from this image. It looks like there's some fumes coming up. But this person has got a respirator, but not on. A short sleeve shirt. Does not look like there's any heat that I don't see any sweat, perspiration. I don't see any indication of heat nor movement of air. It looks like she's just standing there and just looking at what is this, you know, down below.
And you can see it in the distance. You can see the fumes going up, and they're not like blowing horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
I think this picture was taken either on the 11th or the 12th. It was uploaded on the 13th. And that's why I put that date there just to be sure in case somebody's clock camera and their camera was off. But you look at the distance where it says stairway B,
mm-hmm.
and that's where 14 people were standing in there, and they ended up walking out. They thought they were buried in, you know, under 106 stories of stuff, but then the dust cleared, and they looked up, saw blue sky, and then later walked out on their own. And there's just, you know, the lobby level of the outer walls of the lobby remaining in some places and at most. But there's you can't see much of anything left. You can see at ground level through the complex, except for these few things here and there.
I see a couple sheets of something. I don't know if it's plywood or what, but I don't see any refrigerators, file cabinets, toilets, tanks of water tanks. I don't see any of that, unless I'm not.
They have holes in the ground. They're empty.
There you go. We'll be back in just about a couple minutes.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Judy Woods with us, and we're talking about where did the towers go? Where did the towers go? We're going page by page through her book, Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11. Dr. Wood, as I look through your book, it reminds me of when I was much younger in the 1960s and 1950s, looking through the World Book Encyclopedia. And the reason I say that is the World Book Encyclopedia had lots and lots of pictures, and it had descriptions of what those pictures were about. And that's kind of what, that's how I kind of see your book. But there are charts and graphs and explanations. And it
and
is.
And also first responder testimonies.
Yes. Yes. And what I'm saying
it's not just my description.
It's not, but what I'm saying is it's not just a dry book. It is not a dry book. It is a fascinating read, one that you're going to want to look at over and over and over again. That's what I'm saying. It's enlightening, to say the least.
Thanks.
That would, I guess we're on the next page, 183.
Yeah. Let me read something that firefighter Jay Jonas said.
And please do.
You know, he was one of the 14 people locked in that stairwell B, and then after, he said at about the three-hour mark, all of a sudden, a beam of sunlight hit the stairway. And I looked and said, guys, there used to be 106 floors above us, and now I'm seeing sunshine. They're like, what? I said, there's nothing above us. That big building doesn't exist. And he says, then we left. We left the stairway, fell off the stairway. We had to kind of go down the rope a little bit. And you're talking about getting out. And I'm like, oh, where's Tommy? And I go, but we got to go back and see where he is. And then Tommy Falco leaves the stairway, and he comes back in. He pokes his head in and says, hey, Cap, wait till you get a load of this. I make my way up to the hole. I poke my head out, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I just couldn't believe it. The first thing I saw was the corner facade was standing, and I was looking at it, and I said, I can't believe this. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's like, where is everything else? And another fellow said it was Jay Jonas continued. He said it's like he was looking out onto an empty football field.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, ground level. Where's the building?
Dr. Wood,
that must have been so strange.
What does the evidence of the remains of stairwell B tell us?
There's something unique about that spot. Jay Jonas pointed out, you know, out of the hundreds of firemen, police officers, and civilians that were in that building when it, he used the word collapse, only 14 of us lived. We just happened to be in the right spot.
Do we know what it is about that spot? Is there grounding? Is there more metal?
If you look at those images, you see how those are really robust, big, beefy beams.
Yes.
In the center of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And they go right down into the bedrock. One thing is, folks like to say that, well, maybe it was all mashed down into the basement. Well, if everything got mashed down in the basement, how did it take a detour around these guys to get down to the basement? And as it was, they had to use a rope to get across this big open space because, you know, things would fall way down there. They could see down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was not filled in. But the fact that these are nice beefy beams, but also that the building was destroyed down to ground level, not below ground much, but to ground level. So you start seeing this pattern of grounding of that concept.
Well, that's why I asked that question. These beams are massive, and they had just to support the beams, just to keep the beams vertical, let alone the structure attached to these beams, they had to be deep within the ground.
Right. It went way down to the bedrock, and that's why there's this bathtub wall to keep that area dry. Why they had to build on bedrock 70 feet below the water table.
Mm-hmm.
But, if people can even remember, without even seeing the book, they can remember seeing those outer columns standing. They didn't go below, they weren't destroyed below ground, just right to ground, except for, you know, a little bit above the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see that's all that was left is just that one area, that one volume.
Yes. Okay, do we turn the page and go to 185?
Sure.
Okay, we're on page 185, and we're looking at the image. And how would you describe this?
I call this the exotic donut. You see this, it looks like a donut on the side of the building. It's the width of the building, which is 200 feet, I think, you know, across. And it's got a dark hole in the middle. It's just strange looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right where the building is hinging over. This is the South Tower, and so it's about the 78th floor. And you can see that the edge of that building is kinked as you follow it up toward the top.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be kinked up there? It's no longer a rigid body.
But it looks like it's peeling away. Is that what I'm seeing?
You see the top maybe five floors are breaking off from the rest.
Right.
Why? Why would they do that? You know, what loading is causing it to come apart there?
That whole upper section,
35 floors or so, is just turning to dust.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing two different colors. We can call it dust. We can call it smoke. Whatever it is, one part of the building is tan, dust, and then you see this black, dark
looks
gray,
like dreadlocks
dark.
Coming out.
Right. So how do we explain that, Dr. Wood?
I don't try to explain something. I just try to notice it. If you have to force an explanation, then you're biasing your observation. So just the data will emerge and tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what I do notice is that top five stories or so is kinked over. That edge of the tipping top part doesn't go straight up. You see, it kind of kinks over.
And that from that angle that this picture was taken is not commonly seen. This is something that it's not one of the images that you see from television that you remember.
Right. This is looking northward, and you usually see it looking southward or southwest,
mm-hmm.
you know, looking direction.
Do we know why so many cameras were able to take these pictures? Do we know why? I guess what I'm asking is, it sure seems like they were pre-positioned.
No, I don't think so. You get news people, you know, they got to go down to where the action is. So of course, they take their cameras, all the cameras. Actually, there was one fellow who was driving to teach a class, and he has radio going and heard that there's, you know, a plane just hit the North Tower. He immediately, you know, and starts heading a different direction. You know, forget the class. And he had to be down. That was David Hentges. And he got down to the site and was standing at the base of Tower 2. When they heard some high-pitched whistle sound, they look around and say, like, where's that coming from? Then suddenly there's an explosion in the tower. And then he's told that that's an airplane. He didn't see an airplane, but he picked his camera up and took a picture of this explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see an airplane. So then approximately an hour later, they heard the same high-pitched whistle. So, okay, it must be another airplane. So he's getting trained.
Mm-hmm.
Gets his camera up there and gets ready to take another picture. And through the viewfinder, he saw the building turn to dust. There were several other photographers who said the same, virtually the same thing. You know, from the quote airplane impact, they heard the same sounds, and so they got ready to take picture. They wanted to be the one to get the picture, right? So they have their camera positioned, and then through their viewfinder, they see the building turn to dust and take those pictures. So that's how a lot of the pictures were taken that I know of. Like the ones on page 186, figure 176, that series of three. What I find so incredible about this is, you know, the top 35 floors is hinged over, but then it stops hinging over, and it just shrinks up before the building starts coming apart from that point on down. So it wasn't like this top chunk rode the pile down. It was that it tipped over, and then it was just like the top of, it was just like Building 7 was put on top of the two-thirds mark of Tower 2.
What I'm looking at in these three pictures, as you describe them, the first image of the three, it looks like the Building 2, is the top part of it is leaning over, and it is its trajectory is going to take out the next couple of blocks. It looks like that structure is going to literally wipe out two city blocks, easily. And then the next image, which is probably just a few seconds later, that whole structure of how many floors would that be, 30 floors?
I think it was about 35 floors to begin with, and it looks like there's about 15 left.
And then it just literally turns to dust. So instead of continuing on its trajectory, it just turns to dust and goes straight down.
Yep. And a lot of folks say it violates the laws of conservation of angular momentum. No, it doesn't. Because it doesn't. What it does is no longer remains a rigid body. And each of the little specks within the material, within that chunk, can continue to rotate. So the sum of all those little tiny masses is now rotating, which maintains the laws of conservation of angular momentum. That's another proof that it is indeed turning to dust. Because otherwise, you know, like from that first frame, that thing's going to keep on tipping over if it remains a rigid body.
Mm-hmm.
That is proof that it did indeed turn to dust in midair.
Have we ever seen anything like this before?
I don't know of anything.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen. You know, that's why, you know, believe what your eyes are telling you. Don't look for the answers, then eeny, meeny, miny, mo, play, you know, spin the dial and what happened.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, well, Building 7, you know, looked like a controlled demolition. Well, this does too, except there's two-thirds of the building left below it.
We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and we're going to be talking about stress. Stress on page 187. Dr. Judy Wood. And you can meet her at the Get Prepared Expo in March, right here in Lebanon, Missouri.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
God? You're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Woods, before we go to page 187 and talk about the stresses, may I ask you, when we meet you in Lebanon, Missouri in March, and we attend your seminar, what kinds of things will we be learning?
Oh, a variety. The probably most general statement is that this book is a course in critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
In order to solve a problem, you have to define it. You know, how to problem solve,
mm-hmm.
and how to observe. There's just so much you can learn from observing. And learning to observe rather than memorize what you've been told. And a good example of that is, you know, the year static electricity was discovered, according to our history books, was the year 600 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell us it took another 2,400 more years to discover electricity. It makes you wonder if somebody observed, you know, lightning storms in that 2,400-year span.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it take so long for, you know, once static electricity was discovered?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were told it was a guy flying a kite, and he had these these foil leaves in a jar, and he saw them separate.
And don't you think that would have happened before, you know, sometime in that amount of time? And something that goes on even to this day, tornadoes. But few people observe what tornadoes really do. They're just told something and they believe it. It's like big vacuum cleaner sucks up houses and moves them and, you know, spits them out. But it turns out that's not the case. So it's important to be able to observe and to think clearly and to identify what you're looking at. It really takes a lot of discipline to see what you actually are seeing. And, you know, if you start making assumptions, the best way that a card trickster operates, he gets his audience to assume the wrong problem. So they're solving the wrong problem. They don't see the real one that's right in front of them. That's how that works.
My dad was an educator, Dr. Wood, and he once told me that education is the process of learning more and more about less and less until you learn absolutely everything there is to know about nothing. And as I look at these images, what we're talking about is if you see an image, you look at it and you study it, and, you know, rather than just look at it and that's plenty of time, go store the next one, next one, next one, No. If you actually look at what's there, you will start critically thinking about what you see. And that's what this entire book is about. And it's image after image that will absolutely stun you, and you'll say, wait a minute, that's not what we were told.
And then you flip back a few pages, you say, oh, by golly, that really is, confirms what I'm looking at here.
Right. That's exactly right. Can you tell us, in the few minutes we have remaining, about stress as diagrammed on page 187?
Okay, in the bottom of 186, that set of three, if you look at the bottom of 187, that's sort of like the fourth one. Mm-hmm. You see from the building in the foreground, which is Tower 1, about where the 78th floor is, where the mechanical floor is. And you see that building in the background, which is Tower 2, has shrunken up to that point but hasn't gone below that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before that part came down when the building was standing, the stress was pretty evenly distributed across the floors. And that building was built to hold the 35 stories above that point.
Right.
So why is it failing now and the stuff below it isn't failing? It isn't that the top part became heavier. And then when it starts tipping, the place where it's tipping over to is going to be a higher stress. It's not going to be evenly distributed. So that's going to have a reason to fail, but it's going to be less stress on the back edge. So there's less reason for that to fail. So why is it coming down, even? That makes no sense. But a quick statement about buildings. There's a safety factor as well as an importance factor. You don't see, tall skyscrapers fall over because it's mighty important for them to stay standing. So they're well overbuilt.
That's a really, really important point that you just made, Dr. Wood. Dr. Wood, we're out of time, and next time we'll continue on page 188. If you'd like to get the book, you can. You can go to wheredidthetowersgo.com, wheredidthetowersgo.com. Dr. Wood, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll see you next time right here on USAprepares.com.
Well, thanks so much for caring about us.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.